ओम शांति। इंग्लिश पोएट विलियम हेनली हैड कंपोज्ड अ ब्यूटीफुल पोएम। द टाइटल ऑफ द पोएम इज इनविक्टस, दैट मीन्स इनकॉन्करेबल। ही राइट्स, आउट ऑफ द नाइट दैट कवर्स मी, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. So, difficult situations will come. Adverse situations would come. But as poet says, in the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor I have cried. My head is bloody but unbowed. Under the bludgeonings of chance, fate is working as if a bludgeon, as if a cudgel, and it's whipping me. But my head is bloody but unbowed. So difficult situations would come, adverse situations would come, but don't give in, don't give up, don't yield. I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. Yesterday's Murli, which was the recorded Murli of March 17th, 2007, whilst talking with teachers, Baba never said that things would not come in front of you. They would come. But then, during the circumstances, you forget Baba. Baba is combined. Keep him combined. So there were two clauses in one statement, that Bab Dada is combined, comma, keep him combined. He is already combined, but keep him combined. What you do is, you forget Baba during the times, difficult times, and then you find it difficult to pass. How much marks you want to get? You want to get 33 marks or you want to pass with honor? That was the question Baba asked. So things would come, circumstances would be adverse, things would be unfavorable, incongenial, but then don't give up. And especially during times of struggle, during the times of difficulties, Baba said, you just need not to swim, but you should go deep. Because on the surface you will find only fish. If you go deep, you will get treasures. So, three things Baba said to teachers. First, teachers means those who by their features show the future. And what is the future? The present future is that you are an angel. And the future feature is that you are going to become a deity. So teachers, Baba is proud of, because they have surrendered their lives for the sake of service, just with one thought, with one sankalp. That's why Baba is proud of them. So Baba said, teachers are those who by their features show the future. Second, teachers are those who pass with honor. They don't give in, they dive deep. They don't float on the surface. They don't just swim, because your aim is not just to catch fish, but to go deep within. And during such situations, Baba said, keep Baba combined. Don't lose sight of him. Don't forget him. Because your aim is to pass with honor and not just to pass with 33 marks. And third thing Baba said to teacher was exercise. Just as that exercise is needed, exercise is important. So here also, this exercise is very important. Which exercise? Five forms. But there was a little twist. First was Paramda, second was angel, and then come to copper age, and then Brahmin, and then. So first was point, then Baba said angelic form, then you are deity, then you are from copper age, and then Brahmin. So five forms. So Baba says, you at least get 5 minutes in a day. So keep on practicing this. This is spiritual exercise. This will keep you healthy. Just as that exercise keeps one healthy, this exercise will keep you not just healthy, but this will fill you with enthusiasm, zeal. This will keep you on the ascending stage. So this exercise is an exercise that makes you healthy. You know, there are three words for health in Hindi, and they are considered synonymous, but they are different. One is Nirog, second is Arogya, and third is Swast. Any difference? First is Nirog. Nirog means there is a disease and you are trying to remove it. That's a very low stage. There is a disease and you are trying to remove it. Second is Arogya. Arogya. Arogana means to eat. Here your eating is so perfect, what you are taking inside, that there are minimum chances of disease. That is Arogya. Third is very high stage. It is to remain situated in one's original self. These two are pertaining to medical field. This is spirituality. Swast. So in order to become swast, to attain swast, to become healthy, practice this spiritual drill. So these are the three things Baba said to teach us. Now coming to the main Murli, what did Baba see? Whom he is seeing? He is the ocean of love and he is the ocean of powers. Usually Baba often says he is the almighty authority, but this time, sometimes he says, I am the ocean of all powers. So he is the ocean of power and he is the ocean of love. He comes and he sees whom? Lovely children. Whom he sees? Those who are companion, those who are his long lost and now found children, those who are very much beloved. So such snehi, such ladle, such sikilade, such sati, such sahyogi, children, he comes and sees and he is quite happy to see them. So, we'll divide this Murli in 8 parts. First, fix the date. Which date? Date fixing? Not match fixing, huh? Which date? In order to become complete, like him. So that is the date. So what you have decided, or what we should decide, which date? When Baba is saying fix the date, he is quite serious about it. Today is 18th October. So we have 3 months till 18th January. So let's fix the date at least 3 months. We'll do something that we haven't done before. Some new effort. Some new purushartha. Something which we haven't done before. And defeat the subtle vices which are within us. So Baba is saying, fix the date. So you have to fix the date. And as I said, he is quite serious about it when he says fix the date. Children ask Baba, what is the date? And Baba asks you, what is the date? When you have decided to become complete, when you have decided to become similar or same as Father, when you have decided to become perfect. So perfect, complete and similar. Saman, Sampurna, Sampanna. When you are going to become. That is the first thing Baba has asked. So one can sit all alone and decide. And God is talking about fixing of dates. He is trying to tell us that keep some target in front of you. Rather than going like a targetless, a aimless boat, have some target that next 1 month, next 1 week, next 3 months I am going to do this or do that. Something which I haven't done before, something which was always difficult for me, or something which I always procrastinated. So it's a time to do that now. So just churn, go within. As Baba said, go in the depth, don't float, don't swim on the surface. Don't seek artificial, superficial things, but go within. So fix the date. Second is aim and qualification. Lakshya, lakshan. If you keep very high aim, automatically those qualifications, those lakshan, those things would come in you. If you don't have any aim only, for example, a student is there and he thinks of just passing, probably he will fail because his aim is just passing. Somebody who aims for the first, he might not come first, but then he might come within first 5 or first 10 because his aim is quite high. In English they say, not failure but low aim is crime. So keeping low aim makes you criminal. Spiritual criminals. So never have low aim in spiritual life. Spiritual life means aim for the highest. Perfect. It looks difficult, but then when Baba is saying keep a very high aim, very high goal, why shouldn't we? So aim and qualification. When qualifications become similar to aim, then this aim would materialize. Lakshya, lakshan, they should be similar to each other. So that's the second thing in the Murli. The third thing is addition. Baba said, you all are doing intense effort, definitely. And Baba is quite happy, and that is the need of the hour, that you have to do intense effort. But now make one addition. What is that addition? Baba used the very word addition only in Hindi. Intense effort is already there. That's the checking point. Intense effort is already there, but what is the addition? Determination in intensity. Already intense means, effort means, okay, but efforts are already intense, but in that intensity also, dhidta ki tivrata. In that intensity also, you add dhidta, you add determination. So that is an addition you have to make in your efforts. So whatever we are doing, it's not that we are doing something wrong, but doing with intensified effort, fortified effort, with added thing. You know, just we have fortified butter, fortified ghee. They add few things in that. It's already there, strong, but it is fortified with something. So in the similar manner, efforts we are already doing, but now fortified, solidified, make it stronger, embolden it. So that's the third point from yesterday's Murli. The fourth, self-checking. Am I always doing intense effort? Baba said, ask yourself, am I always doing intense effort? Or sometimes I am doing and sometimes I am not doing. Am I always intense effort maker? Always means at all time, at all places, in all circumstances. not only when you are in Madhuban, wherever you are, not only in the morning but throughout the day. All time means all places, all time, and all in all circumstances. So this is a very important thing. So for this, Baba said, do this self-checking. Fifth, three types of seva. What are they? With your mind, give experience. With your speech, give them introduction of this knowledge. And through your behavior, through your actions, do what? Yogi life. Reveal the yogi, complete yogi life. Practical form of the complete yogi life. Give the demonstration of the practical form of the complete yogi life. Your actions should be a book on yogi life. A book which is moving in. A mobile book. An open book. A mobile book which everybody can read. So that's, Baba said, three types of seva. Sixth point, Baba said, which is the easiest way of service. So VVV, what is that VVV? From your vritti you create vayumandal and vibrations, and from vibrations you create vayumandal, that is atmosphere. Baba said this is the greatest, easiest form, sadhan, of doing service. And the Murli now focuses on everything upon this attitude, this vritti. What is vritti? Vritti cannot be translated in any language. Vritti is vritti. Vritti is a very deep word which has got different meanings in different literature of the Hinduism. But specially, vritti means something which is vrittakar, circular. Vritti means ripples. If you put a stone in the pond, it creates ripples. So vritti is something which is vrittakar. And Patanjali has described five types of vritti in his Yoga Sutra. So, vritti is something, but Baba uses the word vritti for the sake of attitude. He uses as if it is an attitude. So attitude, whatever you have within, this attitude creates vibrations, and these vibrations go out and they create atmosphere. And attitude is also created by, vritti is created by sankalp, thought. So whatever thoughts that are created, that become vritti, and that vritti spreads, creates vibrations, and those vibrations spread and create vayumandal, that is atmosphere. If you have waste vritti, if you have negative vritti, if you have vritti which is dangling upside down for somebody, what vibrations you will create? You will have waste thoughts, and waste thoughts will cause you disturbance, parishani. And those waste thoughts will disturb you, they will create further waste thoughts. So you have to break this cycle of negative thoughts. If you have even a single negative thoughts for somebody, how can you do any service? You will be creating negative atmosphere. And if we analyze ourselves, we are definitely carrying some or other negative thought for somebody. Baba said, so what? You should not see negative? No, negative you can see. But then, don't make it inside. Keep it inside the heart. Baba is not saying that that which is wrong, call it right. Right is right, wrong is wrong. But don't let it percolate. Don't let it go inside the gray matters. Don't let it dribble down into the deeper chambers of the soul. That Baba is saying. Don't keep it. Keep it outside. So vritti. We'll come to this again. And the last point. Seventh. Homework. Baba said, do you remember what homework I gave you last time? That was to give blessing and to take blessing. That is the easiest of the effort. Give blessing and take blessing. And the last point, 8th, Baba remembered Mama and Dadi. We'll come to that Vritti thing again, because that's quite in detail. So Baba said, just as Mama or Dadi, they did not entertain any negative thought for anybody. Baba gave the example that somebody has got how many, somebody has done how many mistakes? 99 mistakes. Can you forgive such a person? Just imagine you told somebody to do some work. He does, commits mistakes and comes. He says, okay, this time you are new. Next time, third time, four times, five times, six times, seven times. Baba is giving figure of 99. He's really the ocean of patience. How much patient one should be? How can you stand somebody doing 99 mistakes? But Baba is saying, even a disciple asked Jesus Christ, how many times should I forgive my enemy? And he himself asks, 7 times. Jesus says, no, 77 times. Means unlimited number. So even if somebody has committed 99 mistakes, that person has got one speciality. And what is that? Atut Prem. That person has got undivided, integrated, complete love for Baba. And that one thing, that one task makes him special. Because he has got that speciality. Even though he has committed 99. Forget 99. Can we tolerate somebody who has committed 9 mistakes? 99 is far cry. What about 99? 9. So, this is the Murli. Now, there is a very important question in this Murli. And Baba has given 8 answers to that Murli question. If somebody abuses you, Baddua, what you should do? If somebody criticizes you, abuses you, blames you, cast aspersions on you, what you should do? There are total 8 answers to this question in the Murli. Tell me. Everybody has heard, na, Murli yesterday? So tell. There are 8 answers. If somebody gives you, instead of giving blessings, if somebody gives you blames, abuses, criticism, curses, taunts, comments, cast aspersions on you, what you should do? Okay, don't take. Then, keep them. The first thing, course. Just as you give course, what you say? Convert negative thoughts into positive thoughts. Now give course to yourself. That is the first thing when you encounter an abuse. Abuse management. Blame management. Baddua management. How to tackle, how to deal, how to handle insults, abuses, criticisms, oppositions. So the first thing is give course to yourself, just as you give course. Second, challenge. What challenge you give to the world? That we will change this Prakriti. You give, what challenge you give? We will change this nature. 5 elements we are going to change. So, if you are going to change the 5 elements, cannot you change the negative to positive? And if you don't change, then what will be your vritti and what vibrations would spread in the atmosphere? So now, if that is your challenge, now make this, give this challenge to yourself, that I have to change the 5 elements. I cannot change my thoughts. I cannot change my vritti. That's the second thing. Third, your heart is Baba's throne. So don't keep any rubbish there. If somebody gives, what are you doing? Keeping it in the your almari, or what are you doing with it? Or you are returning back, or you are throwing somewhere. Don't take it. If somebody gives you any abuse, don't take it. So not taking, because your heart is Baba's throne. takht. Don't keep any rubbish there. Then fourth. Yes. If you come in connection with, here Baba said, keep one thing very firm in mind. That is dua, one word. That you have to give and take this word. So keep this one word in mind, dua, blessing. Fifth, what about bhakti marg? In the path of devotion, your pictures are worshipped. And what they do give? What they give? They give blessings. Because you have given blessings here, that's why your inanimate objects of yours, jad chitra, they give blessings in the corporage. That's why you have to give blessing. Then become the ocean of mercy, ocean of forgiveness. Can't you forgive whatever that person might have done? Baba said, can't you forgive that person? So forgive him. So become the master, ocean of forgiveness. Then seventh, whosoever you come in contact, give them sayog, give them cooperation, give them love, give them himmat, give them zeal and enthusiasm, give them dua. And last, eighth point. If you want to send them to Nirvan, you have to become Nivaran Murt. You have to become the embodiment of solutions, not the embodiment of questions. So these are the eight things Baba said about abuse management. If somebody abuses you, it's not that every time somebody will come and start glorifying and praising you. Somebody will come definitely. He will have solid points against you, which you never thought, unthinkable points. So he will. So whenever that thing happens, practice these things. So there are a few things, homeworks from this Murli, how to convert negative to positive. For example, there was a priest who just, it was the day of fasting and abstinence going on in church. He came out from the priest, the church. He went to one restaurant nearby. He was sitting there. So a young man who just now attended the things, rituals in church, he came and sat in front of him and he started eating non-veg. So priest said, probably I think you have forgotten that today is the day of fasting and abstinence. He says, no, I totally remember. He says, okay. Then probably you might have forgotten, probably you are sick and doctor has advised you not to eat non-veg. He said, no, I am absolutely healthy and I know. Then that priest looks up to God and says, oh, how much I should learn from this new generation. They are so good that they don't lie, but they admit their sins. Oh Lord, teach me how much I should learn from them. So look at his attitude. It's absolutely positive. So this is, in short, 8 points of today's Murli. 3 things Baba said to teachers and 8 things again about abuse, baddua, management. So read it once more, multiple times, till it is committed to the memory and till it translates into practice. Om Shanti.